A lot of you clutching your pearls, holding your breath till your face turns red. Because I call BS on RFK Jr. and this soundbite about the measles cases that killed two people in Pennsylvania. Listen to RFK, your boy.
We're trying to get information about those two casualties. According to a statement that was released by the Lancaster County Commissioner today, they cannot find any measles deaths in Lancaster County. And they complained that the governor will not give them that information. CDC tried to get that information from the governor yesterday, and the state is refusing to cooperate. The only state that won't cooperate with us is Pennsylvania, and we can't get any information. The press is all covering this as if those measles deaths actually happen, but nobody's doing the little bit of critical inquiry to find out. We're trying to figure out who those deaths were and whether they actually happened, and we can't figure that out yet.
RFK Jr. in 2023, he said that COVID was ethnically targeted to spare Jews and Chinese people. Mm-hmm. He asserted that Lyme disease was accidentally leaked and engineered as a biological weapon at a facility on Plum Island, and that HIV was caused by the use of recreational drugs, poppers, rather than the virus itself. He repeatedly claimed, that childhood vaccines cause autism, and called the COVID-19 shot the deadliest vaccine ever made, contradicting overwhelming medical evidence. He claims that chemical exposure in public water supplies to responsible for gender confusion in children. Water does. He suggests that 5G cellular networks are used by authorities to harvest our data and control our behavior. He admitted in 2024 that he picked up a bear cub killed by a car in upstate New York, put on his vehicle, and left it in Central Park so that it looked like it was hit by a bicycle. During a 2012 deposition regarding health, doctors told him a dead worm was found in his brain, which he attributed to memory loss and mental fog. RFK allegedly chainsawed the head off of a dead stranded whale on a beach. His daughter told this story. And strapped it to the roof of the family car for a five-hour drive home. And he's your source for the skepticism over the measles deaths in Pennsylvania. State Rep. Mandy Steele, you're not buying that crap, are you?
No, I'm certainly not, Marty. And neither is the entire medical community. It's outrageous.
What does this do? It creates fear and doubt. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. And you know what's even more an additional layer to all of this is that RFK will occasionally, when really pressed during, an official government, briefing or update, he'll occasionally endorse the effectiveness of the measles vaccine, but then go on a minute later to spin this wild rhetoric, question public health data. And what that's doing is that it's eroding public trust, and it's clearly driving down rates of people that are getting vaccinated. And that is a very scary thing, especially when it comes to a disease like measles that is one of the most contagious diseases on the face of the earth.
State Rep. Mandy Steele, instead of saying, look, measles is back, get vaccinated, we now debate whether or not a baby died from a bladder issue or from measles. Right? This is what we're doing now. Right?
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
So focus on the fear. Again, focus on the fear. Scare people. Have them run from the vaccine. Is that healthy, Mandy?
No, absolutely not. I heard Governor Shapiro say something earlier in the week that was really interesting at a press conference he was doing with the Department of Health. And they were saying that if a person with measles walks into a room of 100 unvaccinated people, 90, Marty, of those people are at high risk for contracting measles. But if that person, if that same person would walk into a room with 100 people who are fully vaccinated, the only person walking out of that room with measles is the person that walked into the room with measles. That's how effective this vaccine is. It is safe. It is effective. Now, this is a decision that should be made by people, not the government. And in no way is anyone attempting to take that away from people. You got to make your own decisions on these things. But please, please do that after consultation with your medical professional, with your trusted family doctor. They are the experts that you should be turning to at this moment, not RFK and his whale's head on his car.
It's unbelievable. And Mandy, they'll hear this, the breathless ones, and classify you as a libtard from the far left that doesn't know what the hell she's talking about, right? That's what they'll do. You're the bad guy now.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. And it's not true. The district that I represent is split evenly between Democrats and Republicans. I win by an overwhelming margin on both sides of the aisle.
You do.
The issues that I champion are issues that strike to the middle of things today. And that is clear in my work and my voting record and in the support that I have from the people that I represent. I am not a far left person. I do not want to take your right to make your own decision concerning your health. All that I am saying is that RFK is striking fear in people's hearts over something that is not based on any kind of actual reality of the overwhelming science and medical community. And they are telling us that the vaccine is the best way to protect yourself, your children, your community, and that it is safe and it is effective. There is an outbreak of measles in Pennsylvania. We've got to ensure that people have accurate information so that they can make the decision to vaccinate against this disease.
This was so important to you that you reached out to me personally, did you not?
I reached out to you personally just to send a note to say, Marty, thank you. Thank you for pushing back. Thank you for getting science-based information out to people. I really appreciate you for that. Thank you.
One moment from Martin Luther King Jr. Nothing in the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. Spot on, right, Mandy?
Yeah.
Spot on.
Spot on. Spot on.
Mandy Steele, rock star. Yep. Thank you. Truth to power.
All right, Marty, thank you. Keep doing it.
There's no one better. No one better. Love that woman.